gonna stop us now.
Good morning!
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
Let's get down to business.
Let's get down to business.
Let's get down to business.
Let's get right down to business, shall we?
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Get down to business.
We're in the business of being in business, and we're doing business.
We're in the business of winning.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I push this button, and away we go.
It's Kix Morning Show, getting down to business on a Tuesday, April 2nd.
All kinds of business, apparently.
Good morning. Welcome to the business, Lauren.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
How are you, Husker Nick? You doing all right?
I'm freaking amazing, except for my day has started off well. I'm standing here, and I'm like, why can't I hear these two? What? Turn up my voice. And then I look down, and I hadn't plugged in my headphones. So I am on fire this morning.
Ready to roll. To
already firing on all cylinders.
Yeah! Here we go, Tuesday.
Did you get a chance to enjoy the good weather yesterday?
Yes, it was so... Yesterday was beautiful.
Right?
Can we just stay there?
I would like that.
Let's just get to that. Whatever it was, like 63 and sunny.
It was
let's
pretty
just
solid.
Stay there. Yes, the kids were outside like all day. All day, which is a good
No, my son was very happy about it because he got his second baseball game in out of the four that they were supposed to have.
That's good. This is the time of year. Last year, spring soccer, because my daughter's playing soccer this year.
Yeah.
Last year, they said their first three games all got rained out.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's March.
It's March in Nebraska. But yeah, so they played baseball yesterday. He's like, well, who are we going to be playing tomorrow? I go, probably.
Well, we had snow on the ground a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
April Fool's Day.
That's right. I forgot about that. So yeah, baseball last night.
Which was
brats,
also Easter.
Yes.
Yesterday was Easter? Was Easter last year.
Yep.
April Fool's Day was Easter last year.
Yeah, it was super early.
Yeah.
Why was Easter so early?
I don't know.
Rotates. Huh. Rotation.
Okay. So it's
rotate.
A weird rotation. It'll be.
Yeah.
When is Easter this year?
April like 21st.
Don't
I think.
So it's like way late. Holy cow. What is that about?
Rotation.
Trying to get it in after the spring game. Everybody's trying to schedule around the spring game.
Maybe you think they schedule Easter around
probably.
The spring game.
I wouldn't see why.
Tom Osborne's like, let's have April after it this year.
On his direct line to Jesus.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, he probably does have a direct line to Jesus. What color would that phone be? Do you think?
Ooh,
like a hot
red.
Line? Oh yeah.
If Tom
red?
Osborne has it.
Oh, that's
I would
true.
Have to think
Husker
it's
red.
It's probably white actually because it's to Jesus.
Oh, maybe
it's pure.
It's
and
pure,
Tom
it's
Osborne
white.
Touches it, it's pure.
Yeah.
It's pure as the driven
you
snow.
See, Tom Osborne just ate a bag of Cheetos and he goes and touches the white phone.
Yeah.
No. To talk to Jesus. That's probably not going to be a thing that happens. So there's that stuff going on. So hopefully we'll have another great day today now that the rain is done.
Well, it's going to rain tomorrow.
But it'll keep
a bunch of rain tomorrow.
Today's going to be fine, right?
Yes, today. Okay. 60 and partly cloudy.
It could rain all at once too tomorrow, as long as today is good because we got one more baseball game and then we're done for the week, which is solid.
Right now, it's looking like it's supposed to rain on Saturday and Sunday. Maybe that'll change. That needs to change.
Yeah, because the weekends, come on. I mean, you can shut that off. We're all
yes.
at work or school or whatever during the weekdays. It can rain then, just not on the weekends. So we'll see about making that happen.
Can somebody call Tom Osborne?
Probably.
On the white phone?
He might be able to make it happen.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Another full day of winning cash in concerts, and today it's all about Country Stampede and getting you down for the biggest party of the summer. That's on the way coming up here at 6 o'clock. Day number dump them at 7:20 and more on the way.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Another April Fool's Day has passed and you have survived because people still do the pranking. Even though in this day and age, it's hard to do because of the whole fake news thing. Because like, there's moments where, like the Tim Miles prank from yesterday about him being hired by Creighton. There's a lot of people like you, Lauren, who thought that was a real thing.
I didn't know why that wouldn't be true.
Did you send him angry tweets?
No, why would I do that?
Because Tim had to, well, it's part of the joke. So yeah. Tim had to actually announce, like, hey, it's April Fool's Day. I'm still jobless. I'm just hanging out at home.
Everybody knew.
Or and then he goes... Wait, my wife does want me to take out, she wants me to take out the trash. I have a job.
No, I actually had the thought, because I don't know anything about that situation. I had the thought, oh, good for him. His family doesn't have to move.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it for sure. There was another one that was sent out by our news department about the spring cleaning of the state capitol.
And
Charlie in the news department, funny man, found a picture with a crane that was just like at the right shot and angle where it looked like it was pinned to the top of the state capitol. Yeah.
Nice.
Like they're going to take the sewer off and move the whole thing, which was pretty good. McDonald's Australia came up with the McPickle.
People are ticked that isn't real.
Yeah. It did backfire on them, though, because somebody actually tweeted the instructions on how to order it.
It basically, instead of beef, has a ton of pickles. Yeah. It actually looks really good. McDonald's pickles are the best. McDonald's is disgusting, but the pickles on the burgers are really good.
Although I'll say the breakfast pickles just down the street from us is awesome because they've called us before. They listen to the show.
Yeah, breakfast.
So
down
I'm
there.
Sorry, Lauren. It's not disgusting. It's good. You guys are good.
Their fries are so
we love you
good.
Down the street. Especially
after,
you.
After a night of drinking, their fries are very, very good.
Their fries are always good.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying. They're,
if
they
you
have
eat them within 45 right seconds, you have 45 seconds to eat your fries before they're nasty.
My favorite fries are at the very end when you dump it into your mouth, the rest of them. Those are the best of the whole lot.
And then there's a reminder of what not to do on April Fool's Day, and this was one that it's a good reminder of what not to do.
A favorite day for pranksters is the time of year when you're never really sure what's the truth. One veteran April Fool's Day jokester in Kingsport had it all planned out.
I do April Fool's Day jokes all the time, okay?
This year would be the best yet, a prank for her sister.
I was doing an April Fool's joke. I said, Helen, I shot my husband. I'm cleaning up the mess. Let's go bury him in Blackwater.
Okay, so when a lady like that says that to you, what are you thinking?
Yeah, you believe that.
You kind of believe that. So her sister called the cops on her.
Yeah.
The cops staked out her home.
Oh, my God.
With guns drawn.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
Also, what do you think it means about your relationship with your husband? If you can say that to your sister, and she's like, that's probably true.
That's really the answer.
And next thing I knew, there was law everywhere. Wow. The response was excellent.
It was a good response, apparently, to her joke.
Wow. I bet the police didn't think so.
Nope.
Be careful on the April Fool's jokes.
Are these two University of Arkansas graduates? They sound like it.
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, down in Tennessee.
So oh, that's where University of Tennessee.
University
grads.
Of Tennessee grads.
Okay. Wow.
I can see
don't
that.
Do the I murdered my husband joke on April Fool's.
I bet she has a big bill for. She didn't make a false report. So, you know what I mean? Because if you make a false report and they have to use a bunch of resources to respond to it, it's on you. But she didn't.
She didn't do it.
She didn't call the cops. She played a joke on her sister, and her sister called the cops, but her sister didn't think it was fake, so I don't know.
Yeah, and as she was...
I don't know if anyone would get... I don't know.
As she was getting talked to by the cops, her husband came home, and he's like, what's going on? So, don't
which
pull
the murder
joke. Which is
probably fortuitous, because if you're the cops, do you 100% believe her right away that that's fake?
Yeah. Right, exactly.
They tell him what happened, he's like, well, believable, it didn't happen. We're good.
Don't miss this. Next on the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
Lauren, get us the latest from what's going on in Nashville with the nitty-gritty from Music City. Again, your cash and concerts keyword for this hour is hotel. Get on our website at KZKX.com.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the nitty-gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
Miss Loretta Lynn will celebrate her 87th birthday on April 14th, but the party started last night with an all-star birthday celebration concert in Nashville. The concert featured performances by Garth Brooks, George Strait, Alan Jackson, Darius Rucker, Casey Musgraves, Keith Urban, Little Big Town, Martina McBride, Miranda Lambert, Pistol Annies, Trisha Yearwood, and many more. Because who doesn't want to come celebrate Loretta Lynn? Garth says, quote, everybody knows Loretta. Everybody loves Loretta. She's a pistol, and I just love being around her. I wish I was Loretta Lynn. I mean, everybody that comes to this town wants to be somebody like her. Everybody's lining up to pay tribute to her. So,
very
happy
cool.
87th birthday to Loretta Lynn. Kip Moore sure seems to enjoy being single. He's always doing those surfing trips halfway around the globe. And then there's the part about being a country star who is totally unfettered and can do whatever he wants. But he turned 39 yesterday, and somebody asked him if he'll ever be ready to quit, quote, the bachelor lifestyle, their words, not mine. He said, quote, it's not like I'm out doing really wild stuff. It's just that my focus has been so hyper-driven on the music that even when I'm off the road, I'm always back in the studio writing and creating. I think that's been a big thing because I know that I couldn't give somebody else that time. And I've always been kind of a loner when I travel, and I like that, so I knew that would make somebody else angry, so I've almost kept a wedge. Here's your opening, though. Quote, but I'm changing. I'm changing a little bit inside, so I'm not saying that it's happening tomorrow, but I can see it a little bit more now. So there you go. If you're trying to date Kip Moore, he can kind of picture dating someone.
Now's the time to chase him.
Mm-hmm. Granger Smith stars opposite his redneck alter ego Earl Dibbles Jr. in the new music video for his song Holler. It starts off low-key, but ends up at the Yee Yee Ranch. There's off-roading, shooting guns, grilling, and mudding. Dibbles also stops by to drop a verse and use a fire truck to make a mud pit, as one does. We tweeted that video out a little bit ago. You can find us at KZKX969. This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix 96.9.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
We like to take away from the bad and focus on the good. Good things are on the way. If you've gotten one, shoot it to us. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. We'll be glad to add it to ours. Your good things on the way.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
Spreading the good that people do. You can let us know on Facebook and Twitter as well at KX969. Just direct message us with the title of good things. We'll add it to ours. What do you got today, Lauren?
I have a Lincoln good thing today. Sammy Lee is 11 years old. She is a Girl Scout, and she set a big goal for herself in cookie sales this year.
Cool.
Not only did she sell 771 boxes.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's a lot of boxes.
Just that number alone is
on top of that 771 boxes, she set the goal to raise enough money to buy one box of cookies for every Lincoln police officer. There are 356 Lincoln police officers, and cookies are $4 to $5 a box.
Right, yeah.
So that's quite a bit of money.
Yes, it is.
Sammy did it. She and her parents, Scott and Addie, did it with help from some local businesses and organizations. And yesterday, she was able to deliver 356 boxes of cookies to the Lincoln Police Department.
1,060, roughly, boxes she ended up selling. God, that's insane.
And the ones she took to the police department, she gift wrapped each and every one of them. Yep.
That's so sweet of her.
Good job, Sammy.
When we were doing fundraisers in like elementary school, I was lucky to sell like 5 boxes of cookies. My God.
Some of these girls sell just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of boxes. Congratulations, young
one. They are entrepreneurs for sure. Oscar Nick, you're good.
All right, I'm throwing you a curveball. So last night on Jimmy Fallon, my guy, Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback for the Chiefs, me and my son's favorite player. Carter's getting a dog here in 2 weeks, and he's naming it Patrick Mahomes. I'm really excited about
adorable.
That. We have a dog named Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Patrick Mahomes announced that because he was NFL MVP, for those who don't know.
Yeah.
Last year was his second year in the league, first year starting, and he was the best player in the league by a long shot. And he's kind of becoming the face of the league, which is really neat. And he plays for the Kansas City Chiefs, and he started his foundation, and it makes me happy because I always call him Patrick Mahomes because he's Mahomes. He's my homeboy. He's my guy.
Oh, sure.
So he named it 15 because that's his number, and the Mahomies.
The Mahomies.
Which I love. It's a foundation that's designed all around kids from underserved communities that don't get the same opportunities that, quote, you know, I had when I was a young kid. His dad played Major League Baseball. So he grew up in a very rich neighborhood and all these things. And also kids with chronic illnesses and maybe suffered some major injuries because they train harder than him by about 100 times every day just to do what they do. So he's going around Kansas City and he's just raising a ton of money for these kids and he's going to help them get ahead in life, which is going to be really cool.
That's so awesome.
15 in the Mahomies. I love it.
My good thing, first of all, we found out that we're up to $60,000 raised from our benefit the other night.
Yay!
The Friday Night Benefit for Flood Relief.
Now
that's
up to 60,000 with that. And now the Huskers are joining in as well for the spring game coming up on the 13th. You can go to shop.huskers.com, but I'm going to tweet it out so you can find it too. And spread the word to everybody. They have created a t-shirt specifically for the spring game.
Hey, click the buy one real quick. Don't buy it. Just click the buy one.
Okay. Right.
I discovered something yesterday. Because we got to also add to your good thing.
Okay.
There's a really important thing to add to the good thing.
Double XL.
Yeah, just whatever size. Doesn't matter.
Right.
You're not buying it right now, so just click buy one.
Yeah.
Well, it won't let me go beyond putting in my PayPal stuff.
What does the... should scroll down. Well, you don't click PayPal. Pay with a card. I'll just get to the point.
Yeah.
It's delivery date. If you do just the $5 shipping instead of $20, or I think it's $25 is the other option for the $25 shirt, is April 15th. A day after the spring game.
Oh.
So, this is important to add to your deal.
Okay.
Our guy, Tom Jack, is tweeting out all the different places in town that has these shirts in stock.
Oh, so you can have them.
Yeah, you have to.
For the spring game.
Now, it's for a great cause, obviously.
Right.
But it's also, this is my wife sitting on my shoulder yelling in my ear, Nicholas, you're not buying a $25 shirt and spending $20 to ship it in 3 days.
That's not even part of the charity.
Right. I hear her in my ear going,
chirp the line.
She's so mad at me right now. But there's all sorts of places around Lincoln that are getting them in stock over the next couple days. Okay. And Matt Tomjak at Jukebox Troll, I think, on Twitter.
Jukebox Troll.
Yeah, I retweeted him when he tweeted out one of this. But I wanted to add that because if you go to the website, I looked yesterday because I was buying myself. I was going to get my brother one.
Right.
I was doing all these things, and I'm like, oh, my God, this $25 shirt quickly turns into a $50 T-shirt. Really, but it's a quality.
It's a good T-shirt.
And it goes a lot of it towards the greatest cause, which is helping the breast.
Exactly. It's called One State, One Heartbeat is the name of the T-shirt. And they want everybody to show up at Memorial Stadium on spring game. Yeah, the video is amazing.
It's a whole bunch of Husker players that are from the state.
Oh, that's
cool. And it shows their hometowns that are underwater. And they talk about it. And then, of course, Scott also.
It's a very special video. You can find it on our Facebook page. And then, again, pay attention. Yeah, you can go find the places to get it.
Double check the date on the shipping. As of yesterday, it didn't ship out till the 15th.
I'm going to make sure that
which
we
is after
retweet
the spring game.
Jukebox Troll Matt
Super
Tomjak with the Huskers who works with us, too. So that everybody knows about it. And that way you can get yours and be a part of the fun at the spring game.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the J.P. Lorne and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
All right, coming up, a random conversation about what you keep and a poor dude who almost went to jail. We'll get that on the way.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's J.P. Lorne and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
I mean, it's not exactly what you ordered, but it was sent to you, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, you ordered something similar. It should just be yours. It's the mistake of the people who sent it to you. That's what you'd think.
You would think that. But there's a guy named Nick Memo. He is 35 years old. He ordered a 74-inch flat-screen TV off Amazon.
Right.
Okay, right on.
When it arrived, it was an 86-inch flat-screen TV.
Oh, I mean, he paid for a TV.
He paid, paid for a smaller TV. Still a really big TV, just not quite as massive as the
TV.
8 inches
smaller,
Little smaller, but still effective.
Right.
That arrived.
Yeah.
He said, quote, I looked into all the laws and said, you know, it's a scratch ticket. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, adding that Amazon said I had nothing to worry about. I made no wrong decisions at that point. Well, the shipping company disagreed with that.
Mm-hmm.
And said that he had to return the TV. Nick said no. It escalated from there until the police ended up getting involved and surrounding his house.
Wow. Really?
Yes.
Yep.
It escalated a lot. The shipping company claims that Memo signed for the incorrect delivery. He says he did not. He also says he never informed them that he is someone he is not. Mm. According to the police department, they were informed by the delivery service that two televisions had been delivered and that one was a mistake. Quote, the delivery service contacted the police after several unsuccessful attempts to recover the television. Police then visited the residence where they spoke with the male, Nick Memo, in an effort to recover the TV. Unfortunately, he refused to cooperate.
No, the male.
The male.
He's now facing jail time.
That's
he was
stupid.
Charged with larceny and misleading a police officer.
Larceny?
Mm-hmm.
What?
I don't know, but the laws are actually on his side here.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
I think he's fine.
Yeah.
He's good.
Maybe there might be some when he was directly asked about it by police, did he lie to them? Which is always a crime.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he might have gotten himself in trouble there. But the laws on this say if you are mailed something, you have the legal right to keep it as a free gift, according to the Federal Trade Commission, because by law, companies are prohibited from mailing unordered merchandise to customers. There are all these stories. There was a guy that ordered one $40 knife from Williams and Sonoma. He got 99 of them. They were $40 a piece, and he now had 100 of these fancy knives.
Good for that guy.
Another one, at least two shoppers ordered iPads from Best Buy, but they received 5 a piece in the mail. Obviously, you win there because it was a resell.
Yeah, okay.
But the law is on your side there.
Mm. Interesting.
Have you ever received something you did not order, like an accidental free gift?
Oh, yeah, appetizers to a table. like they were brought to our table. I was like, we didn't order these. And she's like, oh, it's fine.
Well, that's different because you like fessed up immediately.
Yeah.
And then they gave them to you. That's totally different.
Okay.
So Jess and I have our little Bailey, daughter Bailey.
Yeah.
She just turned one. This was like maybe 3 months after she was born.
Okay.
And it had to be six because she was about to start eating. And
okay.
We're sitting here in a stupid Bumbo. You guys ever had? Oh my God. They're cool for helping kids sit up, but to feed them in one of those things is just a bear.
It's kind of.
And Jess and I had been both talking about how we desperately needed a high chair. Well, this fancy schmancy high chair showed up randomly at our door. And we just assumed it was from one of our parents.
Like a gift.
Yeah. So I pull it in the house. I start looking at it and our neighbors next door, they're grandparents and they just bought one. I was probably a good solid 20 minutes there where I was like, would they ever know that this got sent to me? Would they, like, maybe it's one of those things, someone stole it off their front porch, but we ended up taking it over.
That's nice of you to make.
Yeah,
that
boy, but there was a really solid 20
minutes. You thought about it.
Oh, that devil on one side of my shoulder was, like, screaming at me. Like, don't do it.
Like, just keep it. It's going to be fine.
Think of how annoying that Bumbo is.
So we thought we'd ask you.
More? Yep. You're just seconds away from this. From JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
The phone's already ringing. What were you
What did you get on accident?
Can't say it for the sake of my life. So 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. What were you accidentally given?
There are some good ones on Facebook, and I cannot wait to share with you. Because $11,000? Holy, that's a big mess up.
That's a big mess up. 466-9696 if you'd like to join the conversation. It's already going on Facebook or Twitter. What were you accidentally given? And did you keep it? We'll get the conversation.
KZKX, Seward Lincoln.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, brightens up your day.
Every morning.
It wakes me up.
Oh, yeah.
Gets me in a good mood.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9. Kix 96.9, cash in concerts. A shot at $1,000 and concert tickets is happening right now.
All right, we had a hotel for this last hour, and key.
K-E-Y. That one's not too hard to figure out.
Nope.
Like the song, nope. Hotel Key. It makes the thing go meep.
Exactly. Thank you, Lauren, for following through on that. I appreciate that.
That's what JP thought the lyric was.
For the longest time, I thought, because you thought the key just goes...
It makes her think of me, but it makes the thing go meep.
Right.
Because, you know, it buzzes you into your room.
Exactly. That's what it is.
K-E-Y is the word.
Put it on our website at kzkx.com for $1,000 or Country Stampede tickets today with cash in concerts. We're asking you, what were you accidentally given?
Hannah says, my parents ordered a whole kitchen for a house they were remodeling. Menard sent two entire kitchens. We now have a kitchen in our basement.
Wow.
Two entire kitchen sets. Holy cow.
What were you accidentally given? 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. Good morning.
So it was a buddy of mine. I was at his house. He got a small package about the size of a shoebox. He didn't know what it was, but we opened it all the same. And turned out to be a box of adult toys.
Oh my.
Very varied. His eyes were huge. He was shocked, embarrassed as heck, and we ended up finding later it was his girlfriend had ordered it for him on his birthday, which was like a week or two later.
So we had to hide the
package and make it look like all three of us guys hadn't seen it, and he stuck it back in her room, and that was the end of that. But
we give him crap to this day for that.
As you should give
him. He had a heck of a birthday.
Right?
Until we found out that his girlfriend actually ordered it, I was going to say, he's a big liar.
Yeah.
Like, it must be a mistake on the part of the company. I didn't order any of this.
That's not mine. I have no idea. Yeah. So 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. What were you accidentally given? And did you keep it? We'll get more of your calls at 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter, KX969. That's Brett Young here tonight. It's Kix. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, what were you accidentally given? 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter to join the conversation.
So I promised I would tell you about this one. Kevin says, I got a semi-load of soybeans put into my name by accident. That's $11,000 worth of crop.
Wow.
Thank you.
He said he thought about it for a sec, but called the elevator and told them they messed up. He said, I couldn't take that from some other farmer.
That'd be tough, especially in that situation.
Yeah, well, because your $11,000 gain is somebody else's $11,000 loss.
And he's got a limited amount of product he's giving out. Hey, I have a question for you guys.
Huh?
Situation. You're driving through McDonald's. You buy yourself a tasty 20-piece because you're on your way home.
Okay.
You want to get a 20-piece to eat on your way home. God, that sounds good. And you give them a $20 bill, and they give you back $30.
Whoa.
Keeping the money, going in and giving them back the money.
Giving them back the money.
Oh, that money is mine.
I'd give them the money.
That is, there is no hesitation on my, a 20 piece and 30 extra bucks.
I just feel bad for
buddy.
I feel bad for the dude taking the cashier.
That's accounted at the end of the day.
I feel bad for your drawer being short.
I'm keeping that cash and I'm having a smile on my face the whole way home.
466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter.
I feel so guilty. I'd be positive lightning would strike me down or something immediately.
What were you accidentally given? We'll get to more of your calls after Jason Aldean. JP Lauren Hushkadek, it's Kix.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
What were you accidentally given? And did you keep it? An interesting conversation after we found out about Nick Memo and his TV that was a little bit bigger than the one he ordered.
And the shipping company tried to get it back from him, and then the police got involved and all this. But Bryce says that almost the same thing happened. I was waiting for a 32-inch TV, got a 55-inch instead, did my research. They cannot legally ask for payment or the return. I have a 55-inch TV now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Grandma!
Rachel on Facebook says, I got somebody's family Zoom membership in the mail today. Too bad I don't look like a Chad. Also, they asked for your ID.
I was going to say, is it say Husker true. Nick on it? That might be mine.
Hi, Kix. What were you accidentally given?
Well, my boyfriend bought a pellet stove shortly before winter, and he had it ordered online and shipped to the store. Mm-hmm. Well, when he went in, he walked right in. They gave him the stove, and he walked right out. No identification, nothing. About January, like mid-January, we got an email saying that they had lost this stove and wanted to know if we wanted a new one or wanted our money refunded. Because they had never, like, they had lost it. They had said that they had lost it, but really he had gone and picked it up.
So what did you guys do?
We kept it, and we got our money back. Nice. So we got a $1,100 pellet stove for free, basically.
Wow.
That's huge.
So you just didn't mention that they had already given it to you?
Yes.
That's awesome.
That's kind of brilliant.
That feels like theft.
No, it's awesome. The when we were having Carter 6 years ago, Jess and I put his whole room on a card. We went to Nebraska Furniture Mart, got the whole room on a card, and we didn't see that bill, like on our bill, for almost 7 months. And we're thinking, oh my God.
What did we get
got away with buying our son's whole. And then Jess comes up to me one day and she's like all down and she just hands me the bill and there it is. I was like, what? Isn't there some sort of like statute to limitations on this? Like if they haven't billed me for 6 months, can I just have it for free at this point?
Hi, Kix. What were you accidentally given?
I was accidentally given a gun.
Okay. What?
Yeah.
What happened?
How did that happen?
I found a gun under my car.
What?
After 6 months of owning it and driven it to Utah and pulled over three times.
Like, so it was on the bottom of the, what do you mean under your car?
Under the seat.
Oh. Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
You had just bought it, huh?
Yep.
Well, six months
I've been
ago.
Driving
oh
it
God.
For 6 months, and I drove it to Utah and back.
And now the gun is in
He said he took it straight to the police, which is probably a good idea, because all you need is to get pulled over, and there appears to be a stolen gun under here. That's not mine. That always goes over well. I don't know how that got there.
Did you guys see this tweet from Steph Irvin on Twitter?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Cleaning up our place after the flood. Found a speedboat.
Yep.
Someone's. Did you see? It's also conveniently. It's also still on the trailer.
It's on the tray. Oh man!
But they said
that was good of them. They gave
it
back.
They returned it. Well, that's licensed.
Yeah, that's
like if a car just shows up in your driveway, it's not yours to keep.
Right.
You know, you gotta call somebody and get it out of there.
Hi. What were you accidentally given?
So when I was pregnant with my daughter, I was on intermittent leave from work, but I was salaried, and we worked for a big corporation, so our headquarters was not in the same building. So I was only working 3 days a week, yet they continued my salary mistakenly as if I was working 40 hours.
Oh. And she let them know.
Sort of. She kind of let it go. It went on for over three and a half months.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
Hi, Kix.
My daughter and I were in Chicago, just flew in, went into the bathroom. in one of the stalls was probably 2 to 3 inches thick of $100 bills.
Whoa.
That was supposed to, it said parking on it. So I did actually take that to the parking department.
Like somebody in the parking department left their cash in the bathroom?
Yes.
No.
I don't even know. Probably had to have been 10,000 or so.
Were they extraordinarily grateful to you?
No, not at all.
What?
Didn't say
really?
Thank you. Yeah. Didn't say thank you, didn't say anything. So I kind of wish I would have kept it. But
that's rude. What the heck?
We could have had a really good time in Chicago.
No kidding. So.
Some kind of a finder's fee would be perfect for that.
Even just a wow, oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Well, that's what happens when you find money in the bathroom. Yes, you return it or you don't. It's your choice.
You should probably return it.
Okay, fine.
I found $500 once in the movie theater.
Seriously?
Kept that bad boy.
Just like
it was perfectly fanned out under a seat. Yeah. So, but it was perfectly fanned out under the seat on the floor. I feel like someone left it there on purpose.
It's like a trap.
Like it's like they fanned, like it was fan, like if you were to hold it in your hand and fan it out, it was $500 bills just sitting under as I was going putting up the armrest.
You didn't think you were about to be on like, what would you do with Chris Quinones?
Yeah, and he'd walk up and I'd be like, I'm keeping this. Yep. I'd be like, well, actually, that's a prop. I'd already be out the door. Like, see ya.
Exactly.
Mine.
You can share yours on Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
Next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on KX96.9.
On the way, Dana Verdumpen with Hertz Donut. And we will actually give you Hertz Donut coming up.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9. Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Brought to you by Hertz Donut, the rebel of all donuts, breaking the rules with their uniform free toppings and amped up flavors. Check out the Hertz Donut Facebook page to see all the flavors and daily specials. Hertz Donut at 9th and P Street downtown. Get there like now. We'll give you a chance to win a $25 gift card to Hertz Donut if you can figure out what went wrong on Bradley's date. So Bradley needs our help in getting a second date after a Tinder hookup. So adding a different level to the show. So Bradley, good morning.
Morning.
Break it down for us.
First tell us about her and then answer my question. Why do you think she wants a second date if it was a Tinder hookup? Isn't that the point?
Okay, so I met Megan on Tinder, and we hooked up, and I thought she was pretty cool, and I'd like to date her.
I mean, okay, so what do you mean?
I like this. He's right to the point.
To the point.
That,
yeah.
That's good.
Was it just, literally just a hookup? Was there a date first? Did you go and have dinner or a movie or something, or did you just hook up?
Pretty much, straight to the point.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Out the door, see you later.
But she was cool, you know? I mean, sometimes it's just a hookup and you don't feel anything, but you can definitely feel chemistry in an hour or a half hour or whatever the time you spend.
First
with somebody,
of all, I hope when you meet up for a hookup, you do feel something. And then secondly, was there any conversation like afterwards?
So
or did she peace out?
How did all this start?
Or like in the middle of it, did you guys just stop and talk for a few minutes while you caught your breath? I don't know what was.
Well, okay, so back to the beginning. So we met up at a bar, had a couple drinks. And
you did hang out first. You said it was just a hookup. You didn't hook up in the bar. Yeah.
More
right,
did you?
Right, right. Okay. So we had a couple drinks, and then we went back to her place, and then I guess I probably left around 2-ish, and then she's just really cute and fun, And by the looks of her place, she's got a together, and this is kind of a bonus for me because a lot of times guys don't too, I guess, but it's just always nice when a girl does.
Huh.
She's got a cat. I like cats, she's organized. I don't know, just little things, details, you can see how someone lives their life. You can tell that they're, a decent person.
So, with a Tinder hookup, do you have any reason to believe that this was more than just a hookup for her, or was this, we met for a hookup with the understanding it was a hookup, why are you confused that I don't want more than a hookup kind of deal? Was there any talk about getting together again, or
we left it open? I think we just kind of left it open. I was just like, see ya, as I took off, and I texted the next day, but she didn't text me back, and it's been like probably been about a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Maybe it's your way with words.
You guys didn't like nothing freaky deaky happened, right? Like you didn't try the snow angel or
the snow angel.
butter
or
turkey?
Or the switchball blitz. I don't know. Like, what? There wasn't anything crazy going on, was there? That might scare him away.
Did you flip the lizard?
I don't know. Where did that happen?
Man.
I did flip the lizard a little bit. Did a little dirty
Whoa! I just put two random words together. You made it weird.
I actually think you might have just figured it out.
If that's really what you did, mystery solved.
No, wow, Warren. I'm kidding. No,
I just made something up.
So nothing weird happened. Okay.
No, nothing weird happened.
You guys didn't like spork, and she was like, "I'm out of here."
No, it was fun. All
right. You pulled a wicked Quicksilver.
Do you guys just
picking up random?
I am. Okay. Mad Libs now.
Okay, because I've been married longer, like before Tinder and whatnot. Did you at the end of that thing? Did she like walk you to the door and you just kind of like dap and walk out, or how does that work? Like a good game
a
and you're
fist
out,
bump and that's it.
Yeah, no, actually, no. A little dab at the end would have been funny, but no, you give a little kiss, a little squeeze, and go on your way.
A squeeze.
Okay.
Yeah, hug. You know. Hug.
Yeah. No.
Dude, sometimes I'll just walk by my wife and be like, okay, see you later. So I get it.
Okay.
She does that to me all the time. It's all right.
Well, Bradley, we'll call Megan for you.
Oh, I'm feeling goofy this morning. Sorry.
And
you tried the angry rhino, didn't you?
I did the confused giraffe. Yeah.
Oh my God. I like this guy.
I know.
I'm digging Bradley. All right. Well, we'll call Megan for you. Best case scenario, we'll actually get you a date with her, dinner and a movie. Worst case, you'd at least find out why she's not getting back to you, okay?
I guess worst case would be like a warrant out for my arrest, right?
No, that would be worst case.
We can come up with worst cases.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Well, we'll call her next.
All right.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
All right, so you've met Bradley. Now you need to let us know on Twitter or Facebook, KX969, what went wrong on their date. Do it in GIF form. If you get it exactly right, $25 gift card to Hertz Donuts is yours. If you have the funniest one and nobody gets it right, you're going to Hertz Donuts.
I like my country in the morning. Wake up with J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.
There's always more than one side to the story. More Datum or Dump'Em is coming up on Kix 96.9.
It's Bradley who wants our help with his Tinder date. He thinks maybe, just maybe, they could go on another date after their hookup. But Megan is now ghosting him. It's been a couple weeks since they went out. And you can make your guess on what went wrong on the date. There are a lot on Twitter.
I saw two GIFs in a row, back-to-back, just got tweeted to us, from Hoovian and Husker Opie, and they are two different GIFs of people putting their fingers very close together, like tiny, just tiny. Take from that what you will.
Okay. Make your guess on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Your chance to win a $25 gift card to Hertz Donut on what went wrong on Bradley and Megan's date. Talk to Megan coming up at Dead or Dump'Em. Kix 96.9.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
Now the conclusion to Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Brought to you by Hertz Donut, the rebel of all donuts, and your chance to win a $25 gift card with your guest. I just opened it up again and all I see is the tape measure GIF. And over and over again. There are so many funny guesses today on what went wrong on Bradley and Megan's Tinder date.
Yep.
And so if you get it right or you have the funniest one, I'll have to sort through those. We'll give you a $25 gift card to Hertz Donut. Let's find out what went wrong on Bradley and Megan's date.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking for Megan.
This is?
Megan, hi. It's JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show.
On the radio?
Yeah.
On the radio.
On the radio. What's up? How are you? Happy Tuesday.
I'm good. How are you?
We're good.
Good.
Somebody actually reached out to us about you, and we wanted to chat with you a little bit about a guy you went on a date with.
Well, sort of.
Oh, my God. Is this Date 'em or Dump 'em?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. My God. Crazy. Okay.
Do you have any idea who we're calling about?
I don't want to guess because I don't want to be wrong. I'm thinking of someone else.
No, that's fair.
So you've gone on a couple dates probably since.
This was a Tinder date. Do you Tinder date fairly frequently?
You know, every couple weeks, yeah. I'm actively dating.
Okay.
We're talking about a guy specifically you had a Tinder date with about 2 weeks ago by the name of Bradley.
Oh, yeah. I remember him.
You do remember him? You know specifically who that is?
Yeah, I do. I remember him, yeah.
Well, he told us you guys went out for drinks, and then you went back to your place, and you had a really good time, and he thought you were cool, and that maybe you'd see each other again, and he wanted us to help figure out why you are not returning his texts.
Oh, he's really nice. I liked him, but... God, this is going to sound weird. He showed up to the bar. He was wearing a shirt. It was like a graphic tee, and it said, "Eat a dick" on the front of his shirt.
Oh.
What?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't get me wrong. I like funny shirts and stuff, but for a date, I just thought it was odd. I don't know. I wonder about a guy who like walks around in public with a shirt that says, "Eat a dick" on it.
I mean, to be fair, you weren't so put off that you didn't hook up with him first.
Well, I mean, I was there
already. I was already there. Hey,
you know, that's fine.
I was already there.
I get it.
Right.
Paid for parking.
And he was nice, but just in terms of, like, going forward, like, pursuing an actual, like, repeated affair with this person, it factored in for sure.
Okay, so I will say, like, I have, and it's not at that level, but I have a shirt that says Eric Effin Church, but it says the word.
Yeah.
And I wear it, but I do, like, people assume something rather quickly about me when I'm rocking that shirt around town, because mm-hmm. it's
and would you wear it to a first date to meet someone you've never met before?
No. Although, can I ask you a question? Does it count as an actual date for you if you're just, like, meeting someone that you're going to hook up with? Like, you guys predetermine that, right?
There's always the possibility, though, that you, like, will have an actual connection with someone. I mean, I don't think you... I mean, you're using your real name, and you're really spending time with them. So, okay. I feel like even though the concept is there, you are still...
Because that's my
only... might get together again.
That would be my only argument for it's not a big deal he wore that shirt. If you guys decided, like, hey, dude... We're going to meet up. We're going to have a no-holds-barred wrestling match.
It was a suggestion.
Have you ever watched WWE? Those guys wear all sorts of crazy stuff on
their
shirts.
They do, yeah.
So maybe that's what he thought was kind of happening. You know.
Well, let's bring Bradley on here. Bradley, since you know the show, Megan.
Oh, my God.
You know,
I just realized what Lauren was saying.
you kind of got caught up there on the delay there from Lauren?
Yeah, it took a minute to process.
Yeah.
But Bradley's on the phone with us because it is Date 'Em or Dump 'Em, Megan. And Bradley?
Hey, hello.
I'm going to start saying that to my wife.
Hey.
Hello. So it was your eat a t-shirt.
It was laundry day. And I was all
That's not better.
Oh, whatever. That happens.
Trying to justify.
Yeah, like you look over and be like, man, the only shirt I got, and it's like the time I went and saw Sinead O'Connor at concert and bought a shirt. So now I'm wearing that all day. Whatever. It happens.
If you know you have a date coming up later in the week, like you would
might do some laundry.
And it's not even just that it was with me, but like you wore it out in public. Like, I don't know. It's just like I feel that it shows like a lack of respect.
I mean, that does turn you into the girl who's out with the guy in the eat a
Right.
That is true. Yeah, it's a hard place to be.
You're now in a bar. I'm with him.
There's a guy, I know Lauren's seen this guy before, that guy that wears the shirt that says "Want a bone" at the gym. He hasn't been there for a while, but that guy that wears the...
There is an elderly gentleman, I would say.
Yes.
Who wears a just here for the...
Yeah.
Shirt at the gym all the time?
Oh, wow.
I make judgments.
See, that's what I'm saying. It affects the way that, like, people in public see you and how they perceive you as a person, and it speaks to your, like, maturity level.
I can understand that, but that wasn't my intention. I guess I read you wrong. I don't really care what people think about me. I mean, to a certain degree. I mean, I don't want people to think I'm a lunatic, but... You know, if I'm going to a dive bar to meet up with a Tinder date, I'm not really that... I wouldn't wear that to, like, dinner, you know what I mean?
Like, if you two were going to try to pursue something further...
Like a real
after
date,
after this,
yeah.
You would wear, like, Motley Crue t-shirt?
If we're
going to
pursue something further, I would get rid of the t-shirt for her.
Oh!
Oh, wow.
He would bust out his Flip the Lizard t-shirt.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, that's funny. I would get rid of my rusty trombone sweatshirt, too.
Wow.
Oh my!
Oh, we're crushing it this week on our show.
How is that a thing?
This is good.
Megan, here's the deal. You know about Date 'Em or Dump 'Em. If Bradley's willing to get rid of the eat a T-shirt and the rusty trombone, sweatshirt, and whatever else he's got laying around the house, or at least not wear them out in public. We'd be more than willing to give you guys an actual date, dinner, and a movie, and see how things go.
I don't know. I'm like super big on first impressions are really important, and I think if we were going to go further, I'd have to be more, like, I would have had to be into it right away. And just the fact that, like, Bradley, that you think it's okay to wear shirts like that in public, it just, it makes me feel like you're probably
they might just be
more of a boy than a man. You're nice and you're fun, but you have to grow up a little bit. I don't think you're that person quite yet for me.
I think they're just different people.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will say, now that we've heard what that shirt made her think and all of that stuff, I want to go back to what Lauren pointed out. He must be a rather good-looking dude. If she walked in and was like, oh, he's wearing that shirt, what does that say about him? All right, I'll still go to his house. Screw it.
Like, hey. Well, there's, I assume, just a different hurdle you must pass for that versus
I'm not,
the
trust me,
maybe
I am
a relationship.
Not judging her because you guys had a plan in place and you guys executed.
Well executed.
And also, I'd like to point out, I'm not judging her either because that is totally real. Like, some people will see somebody wearing one of those shirts and be like, yeah, I can't be friends with that person. That's weird. Mm-hmm. That's all right.
I just showed up and I saw it and I, like, recalibrated my brain of, like, okay, this is what tonight is. And then we were in the dark and I didn't have to look at it.
He probably sat down and slouched over a little and you couldn't see the whole shirt.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. Yeah.
Well, hey, at least we figured it out.
There exactly. We go.
So, Megan, thank you for listening to the show and for taking our phone call.
Thanks for calling.
You
that
bet.
That was so cool.
And Bradley, thank you for getting a hold of us, man. And now you know, don't wear that shirt out. On a date.
Yeah, that won't happen again.
Okay. All right, brother. Sure. Thank you so much for listening to be a part of the show, man.
Sure. Thanks, guys.
Don't miss this. Just what happens next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
Well, that was fun.
I'm going to say I didn't see that one coming.
No.
No one got that one right on Twitter. Not shockingly.
We'll pick out the funniest one. There's a couple of really, really good ones on Twitter to give somebody a $25 gift card to Hearthstone. But I think there's another conversation that should be had.
I got sent home from work at the movie theater because I was wearing it was Austin Powers theme because Austin Powers 2 had come out.
Yeah.
So I bought some bell bottoms. Those are tight. And they were really, 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 really tight. Like really, really tight. And I got sent home from work.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, totally. Totally.
So coming up, 466-9696 for Facebook and Twitter. Got in trouble for wearing something? We want to hear
from the 1011 Weather Center and John Henry's Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Lincoln Weather.
59 degrees, partly cloudy today. So not as perfect as yesterday, but still pretty nice. 36 right now.
JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, your cash and concerts keyword for this hour is key. K-E-Y, put it on our website at KZKX.com for your chance to win $1,000 in Country Stampede tickets. And the whole thing with Dana Bradumpin was Bradley's special T-shirt that he wore to their Tinder date. She wasn't too keen on that. And there have been a lot of people that have gotten in trouble for wearing something.
Yes, or T-shirts, or said something inappropriate. Someone just sent us a picture. It's of a high school kid who's wearing one of those all damn day Nike shirts with
okay.
the swoosh.
Yeah.
Except they made him write an R on a post-it note and put it over the M, so it says all darn day. He made it school appropriate.
That's fairly lame. 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter.
I'll also, coming up, tell you how I got kicked out of a Victoria's Secret.
Oh, my.
You'll like that story.
That.
Let me tell you.
Got in trouble for wearing something.
Not my fault. It's my wife's fault.
She gets at home.
Husker Nick's special pants are getting tossed from Victoria's Secrets.
What?
It could be a T-shirt. It could be anything that you got. Well, the ones that you said were too tight.
Yes.
466-9696 or Facebook or Twitter.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
Breaking the law, breaking the law. Let's burn something.
I'm not burning anything. We're just wearing an illegal shirt. I do have a friend that was sent home for a Beavis and Butthead T-shirt.
Oh yeah.
One time, it was one of them like mooning.
Oh.
So you saw all of their butt and like hair and all that fun stuff. So that was a T-shirt that got
sent home. Just remembered this when I worked at Channel 8. One of our reporters actually got suspended for a few days because she interviewed this guy and he was like a witness to a fire or something. He was just kind of a random guy on the street. She didn't notice that his T-shirt was covered in cartoon boobs.
Oh.
And she showed it.
Wow.
No one else saw the video until it was on the air. And it was all these cartoon boobs.
Oh,
and she
wow.
got suspended.
She got it on the air, though.
That's impressive.
She had never even noticed when she was editing it. I just remembered that.
That's really funny.
Dan says, I had a Borat hat that I wore to middle school, and it said sexy time on the front. I had to put a piece of tape over the word sexy, and we wrote party on it.
That's silly. We had lip gloss and hot sauce on Twitter. I was working my first job out of college and wore a dress one day. Apparently, when I bent over to talk to someone at their desk, I gave somebody in the office a bit of a show.
Oh, my.
My boss had to pull me aside and tell me I couldn't wear dresses anymore.
Oops. No.
Hi, Kix. What did you get in trouble for wearing?
It didn't happen to me. It happened to a classmate of mine when I was in high school.
Okay.
My sophomore year of high school, the administration during Spirit Week had decided that one day would be cross-dress day.
Okay.
And at the last minute, they decided, okay, this is probably not a good idea, so they changed it to something else.
Okay.
Well, a friend of mine had decided to show up anyway. He had fishnets, high heels, a dress from his mom's closet.
Nice.
He looked amazing, to be honest.
Okay.
But the administration didn't think so, and they sent him home to change.
Yeah.
Oh, they made it the day. Where would you want?
Exactly. So they got in trouble for that.
Stephanie on Twitter says, my dad got me a shirt when I was in second grade and I wore it to school and got sent to the principal's office. Thanks for the beer shirt, Dad.
Hi, Kix. What'd you get in trouble for wearing?
Yes. In high school, if your dress was somewhat inappropriate and you had too much cleavage, our administration would either put tulle to make it more appropriate in your dress or pin a tablecloth.
Tulle?
What do you mean tulle?
Yeah, like... Yeah,
oh, so like the fabric tool, not like hammers and nails.
I was like, or like a t-shirt from the band Tool?
Like T-U-L-L-E, not T-O-O-L.
Okay. Yeah, I was expecting like the band Tool, the way she explained it.
No, like the fabric, T-U-L-L-E. I know, I totally stopped listening because I was like a hammer to cover your cleavage? What are they talking about?
I still remember my buddy Ryan McArdle went to a Van Halen concert and showed up wearing the For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge t-shirt.
Oh.
Where all the first letters are capitalized and all the other letters are smaller.
For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge.
He made it to the second period. First teacher thought it was funny. Second teacher made it turn it inside out. Then the vice principal's like, why is your shirt inside out? And then he's like, yeah, no, go home. Just go home. Also, Fresh402 on Twitter says, any person wearing a schmedium should be sent home or arrested. It's just not right.
Oh, this is lame. Kim says, when I was in elementary school, I wore a Nike shirt that said kick butt, and my teacher called my parents and sent me home.
Kick butt?
Kick butt!
That's not even that bad.
That's kind of a lot.
You can share yours on Facebook or Twitter as well, KX969.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on KX96.9.
Ah, it's time to do something awesome for a great cause and win our green jackets back.
Yeah!
10-11.
Angry.
We'll get into that next. And more free money.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Incredible Cinderella story. This unknown comes out of nowhere.
That's us. We were a bunch of unknowns when it came to mini golf, and then we just dominating the field.
Oh, man, we got Tiger and Rory over here ready to go.
It is one of our favorite events, and now we have a vendetta to pay.
Yes.
Because Monica with Fresh Start Home is in with us. We got beat by 10-11, just barely.
It was very close last year.
It was,
and we had won. Did we win 2 years before that?
Yeah, 2 years in a row.
You've won.
We won 3 years in a row.
Did we?
3 years in a row.
Ah, I'm sure did we pull a three-peat?
We did have a three-peat going. We were going for the four-peat, and then 10-11 swooped in with Bridget Fargan.
We won the two I've been in.
Yeah, and we had
one other. Yeah, I think there was one other.
Yes.
But this year's tournament is coming up on April 27th.
Yes.
Yep.
And we very much recommend that people come out and play. It's really fun. Monica, quickly tell us what Fresh Start does. Where does all this money go?
Fresh Start is a transitional program for women who are experiencing homelessness and working to get out of that. And they can stay in our home for up to a year. And they can be homeless for any reason. And so the year gives them more time to really save up money if they're already working, because some of them already have jobs, or to look for a job, or to get their physical health, mental health, addiction stuff all under control. So that length of time is really important. And all of the money from mini golf will go right back into the programs, all the proceeds from mini golf.
So it's an awesome, awesome cause.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many golf tournaments around town. Are you the only mini golf tournament? Mm.
There are some other like companies that do it. But
I've not heard of anybody else. You guys
are the ones. I don't think there's like just
another charity mini golf
competition. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right.
So it's $20 a person. Mm-hmm. And for that, what do you get?
You have mini golf, and we'll have coffee and juice before mini golf. And then you do the putt-putt. And then while you're waiting for everybody to come back and for us to tally all the score sheets, we'll have breakfast.
Okay, so you get a meal and mini golf, and Monica, as we try to redeem ourselves this year.
It's redemption year.
We have a couple of ringers. We have two Husker athletes. It's going to be JP and me and two Husker athletes.
They're going to dominate.
Tell them who we got, JP.
Yeah, we were told that Nick Percy is a thrower for the Husker, the Huskers, and he and his girlfriend, Aubrey Quarter, who's the goalie for the soccer team, have a mini golf challenge amongst themselves to the point where it gets heated. And he's leading 4-2 right now. So they're going to bring their competition in with us and work with us to try to get back the green jackets from 10-11.
Yes, and they'll have a competition within the competition.
Yes, exactly. And think about how that'll heat it up. Like, because they'll be competing against each other, which will make them both better to make our team better so we can beat 10-11.
Sometimes, though, when people have a competition like that, it actually throws them completely off.
No.
And then it ends up being like their scores are going to be like plus 18 and plus
19. No, I refuse to accept that.
I think they're professional athletes. They're going to figure this thing out.
They do this all the time.
They technically are not professional athletes.
That's
They're amateur athletes at the University of Nebraska. There is no money being exchanged hands.
No
here.
Money at all. No.
Disclaimer. Disclaimer.
So we hope you will all come out and see whatever happens there.
And if they can't come, they can still online. You can purchase a ticket for an alumni to come. So we've had some alumni that have come and golfed if you want to support it. And last year, I truly believe it came down to the mulligans.
Really? I think it did. Well, it did the year before that, too, because we had a late donation in our favor.
Yes, we did.
That helped us out a little. Not to say that our golfing prowess is not what won us, you know, the green jackets.
I mean, when Lauren almost gets thrown out for throwing her club, I mean,
I didn't throw it. I thought about it, but I didn't.
People can donate online, though, and that will count as mulligans for us.
Oh, okay. So they can donate online in name of us.
Yes. If you go, like, you're going to purchase a ticket because you're coming, you can also purchase a donation for one of the celebrity teams. And if you're not able to come, you can also just go like you're going to purchase a ticket, and that's the ticket you would buy is the donation.
Just go. It's so much fun. This is one of the best events in town.
So that's coming up Saturday, April 27th at Adventure Mini Golf, which is down there like 56th and Highway 2, that big intersection there. And you're going to get all the information on Facebook?
Going up right now on Facebook and Twitter, KX969, for you to join us for the Fresh Start Mini Golf.
Put in a request, if you could, to be next to our team. I mean, I get it. Only two teams get to.
Only two teams.
Because you guys got to see how serious JP takes this. It's so funny. It's awesome.
Not just me.
No, you too.
Serious too.
Lauren like takes it serious, but it's not like she doesn't externally exude that to other people. Like you sit there and you are like uber competitive.
That's just what happens whenever it's competition. You've said it before.
Well, you're on our website.
I am.
The photo of you is on the mini golf page on the website.
Someone's got to. Nick Percy has to use my club while he's there.
Oh, the tiny club.
If he's going to be the Husker Nick for this
gonna,
thing,
right. take your
he's
got to
get
week.
The little, and he's like 6 inches taller than me.
He's
so
really,
it's really funny to watch him use the little like foot.
The mini putter. Yeah. Okay. All
he
right.
has to.
Yeah. Monica.
Okay.
Thank you for coming in, and thank you for what you do.
Yeah.
I like my country in the morning. Because a good song can make your entire day. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. Kick.